This episode of the Out of Bounds podcast is brought to you by Fisher's Keys. Hello. This is the Out of Bounds podcast. This is episode number 95 with Spencer Harkins. My name is Adam Jabber. I'm your host. And here we are. Hope everybody's doing well. This Corona thing is getting pretty serious. It's getting weird. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess, in the coming weeks. But I hope everybody's good out there. I really do. I hope everybody's taking it seriously. I think it makes a big difference if at least people are conscious and aware, but still like try to be like nice to each other. Like that's the big thing. It's like I was in an airport and like people are just like, I get everybody's anxiety is at a peak, but people can be just savages when they're scared. I think it's important to just chill out a little bit. Hope for the best. You know, I don't think it's the end of the world. So let's not treat it as such. And even if it was, like, I mean, what's the use in being a dickhead? So anyway, on a positive note, this episode's awesome. We did this episode at Outdoor Retailer. It is the last of the Outdoor Retailer episodes. And I think it is pretty fitting that it's the last one. It was the most complicated for us to edit. We had to take some stuff out because like you can't hear and like we're not very focused, and speaking for myself, I have pretty bad ADD, and I'm sure I think Spencer mentioned something about that as well. It's super hard to focus when there is when there's a door open to a convention center on a busy street, and then you're meeting models and instructing them to make out with each other in a convention center. So this was fun. I was really, it's a unique experience for me. We did it inside the Pit Viper van. Spencer had a desk set up in there, lamp and all, ready to go. So we chatted a bunch about stuff. Like a bunch of this episode is like just, you know, when the models come in and talking to them and kind of just chatting and giving them instruction. And then it's also some of the more serious stuff, like how Spencer got involved with Pit Viper and what Pit Viper is as a brand, and Tanner Hall, and like all these, that skiing at Alta, like a whole bunch of stuff that, you know, people actually really care about. So if you don't really care about that part, the stripper model part, you can listen to the other parts. I mean, just so feel free. I mean, I would recommend listening the whole thing through because it is really funny. It also like kind of gives you a better idea of what the whole experience was like. But I mean, nonetheless, I really enjoyed it. Spencer's an awesome human being. He's extremely creative, and he's a great brand. Like he's just a great face of the brand for Pit Viper, I think. Before we jump into the episode, I just wanted to thank a couple sponsors here. The first one I wanted to thank was Aqua Vitae and Afterglow Hard Kombucha. They have been a supporter of the show for the last month or so. They've been great to me, and they make some awesome products. Aqua Vitae is the one you probably see in your grocery store. It's just a regular kombucha, a bunch of great flavors, lots of health benefits, and the stuff is really, really good. The other company that's involved with Aqua Vitae is their hard kombucha line, which is an alcoholic kombucha line. It is basically like somewhere in the realm of 5%. I'm trying to pull it up while I do this ad read because always, always, always prepared. The stuff is really good. If you're into that kind of thing, you should go try that. You can find it. Just go to afterglowhardkombucha.com and you can find more information on where to find it. Also follow them on social media at Afterglow Hard Kombucha. There's three flavors. There's a citrus one, a ginger one, and a berry one. They're all really good. So I would highly, highly recommend that you guys check that stuff out if that's what you're into. Next, before we jump into the episode, I would just like to say thank you to Cannon Mountain. Cannon Mountain, this is the last episode on their contract with us for the year. They've been so good to me. Greg over at Cannon has been awesome to work with. We have a video coming out sooner than later to kind of promote some of the awesome things that are within the Canon umbrella. Canon, if you don't know, is a ski resort in New Hampshire. It's kind of like got that old school feel with like the best, some of the best skiing, I think, in New Hampshire. It's, if not the best skiing in New Hampshire, let me think about this. Well, yeah, it's the best skiing in New Hampshire. Like, I think point blank on resort, you know, obviously you can find some pretty fun stuff in the backcountry in New Hampshire and the Whites. But I mean, this is, it's great. It's great. It's part of Franconia Notch State Park. It is over 4,000 feet in elevation. It's got a tram. I mean, it's got all the things. It's got that old school feel to it too. Like, it's one of those places, like when we got there to start filming, like we got there at 7:30. I think lift started spinning at 9 or something like that. There were people in the lodge with us at 7:30, booting up, like warming up, getting ready to go for the day. And those same people didn't leave until like we left at the end of business at like 4 and change. Like, it was, that was one of the things I think to me that was most exciting about it, was just like, this is where skiers go, you know, and it's super legit. We got to ski some awesome, awesome stuff. And if I don't know what their plans are for the rest of the season with this whole Corona situation, but if they don't open back up, please come ski Canon with me next season. If they do, let's go ski Canon this season. That's it for now. Be sure to follow Spencer on social media. His social media, I believe, it's just at Spencer Harkins. Yeah, it's just at Spencer Harkins. Also follow Pit Viper. Pit Viper is just at Pit Viper, Pit_Viper. Definitely give them a follow. It's a great follow on Instagram, whether you're in the ski world, snowboard world, bike world, whatever, or you just like sunglasses. They make some awesome stuff. And I really enjoyed doing this episode. If you get the chance, please leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars is my favorite, but you know, whatever you think is necessary. Do your thing, and I'll talk to you guys sooner than later, I guess, huh? Thanks for listening ahead of time, and here is episode number 96 with Spencer Harkins.
We're recording.
All right, recording. Who are you? What do you do?
Hey! I'm Spencer Harkins. I work for Pit Viper Sunglasses.
Okay.
And today, goggles.
Today, goggles.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Well, we're promoting our goggles here this week.
Oh, shit.
Which is really cool. So, yeah, we're releasing 2 colors of goggles in probably 2 weeks here.
Cool.
This is kind of our first time having them in public, aside on some athletes around Alta mostly. But,
okay.
Yeah, we're doing goggles now.
Perfect.
Some people like skiing goggles. I hate it. Yeah. But people have been asking us to make them forever, so.
You ski in just those all the time?
I ski in Pit Vipers. It's the only one you need.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's actually one of your questions was like, are Pit Vipers sunglasses or goggles?
Pit Vipers.
They're Pit Vipers.
Yeah.
And that's the best answer.
Yeah.
All right. So what the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah.
Like explain this to me because I've been waiting for an answer here.
Yeah. I didn't let you, I didn't explain what was going on so I could show you what's going on. So we're trying to do a fun thing at OR here. I've hired 2 very attractive, a man and a woman, very buff, hard bodies. they're going to wear very minimal clothing. One of them is an experienced dancer. And robes, and just kind of walk around and, you know, show off, I guess.
Okay.
And they're also going to make out.
They're going to make out?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's going to be a lot of making out. So we'll just see how the chemistry goes, but I think they're going to like each other a lot. And so the 2 of them, yeah, a lot of skin showing.
Yeah.
A lot of goggles.
And how do you think the people inside are going to react to this?
There's a lot of dudes in there in flannel shirts
yeah.
with guts who are going to be pretty freaked out.
Yeah.
They're not going to know what to do with their pants. It's gonna be really cool because Becca is very attractive.
Yeah,
she does great work on her body. Eric also very attractive. So I'm excited. Yeah, Becca will show up here any minute. Eric's here, so I accidentally double booked myself for a podcast and a stripper convention.
No, that's. Dude, I thought I was gonna be the one that was fucking up the timing yesterday, but like this is even better. This actually works. This is, if you're gonna fuck it up, I think this is the way to fuck it up. For sure.
I think so too.
This will be fun for everybody.
Yeah.
We might have to put this one out quicker so that people like kind of can get some background on it a little sooner, because I'm sure there's gonna be videos and shit of this online, and people are gonna be like, why?
One of the main goals is videos of this online.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Pit Viper? How did you get involved with the brand? How did that start? Like, give people a little background on that.
Cool, yeah. No, leave it open. This is entertaining. Sorry, we're in the van outside of the convention center looking out. There's a lot going on in this van. So I'm very easily distracted.
Same.
So excuse me.
It's good that I'm facing you, so I don't have to look out there and deal with whatever the fuck's going on, you know?
I think this is better for my autism to, like, look out there. Anyways, how did I get involved with Pit Viper? I ski a lot, and the boys who started Pit Viper, Chuck and Chris, also ski a lot, and they ski Alta. So they ski there, and I ski there, and I loved them. I think they've created the coolest brand of all time, and it's always been like my thing.
Yeah.
The moment I saw Pit Vipers, I was like, I have to have that. Yeah. I have to be part of that. So I just saw them there, and I kind of like befriended them. I met Chris on the chairlift, or in the line, on a party ski day at Alta Frank. And then Chuck, I met him. He was at the bottom of the canyon, and I like pulled over and grabbed him because I knew who he was.
Yeah.
My car was full. I didn't have space for him, but I was like, I got to get Chuck.
Yeah.
And threw him in the car. And so that's how I know those two guys.
Sick. I read something online about you showing up with a crab as a gift for your first interview.
Yeah, nice.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. So they had these guys are so great. They brought me in for an interview because I applied for a job, proper job, and they I'm sorry, they had like a points based system. So they said they were gonna. There was a judging criteria. There's costume, performance, gift, skills. I don't know, lots of stuff like that. So gift I took and was like, I should bring a live animal. And I went to the Ocean City Seafood Market. Unfortunately, lobsters were like, the cheapest one was probably $45, but that seemed like a pretty good one. So.
Yeah, to get a job. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of money right then. Yeah, yeah, so I don't still.
Yeah.
The Dungeness crab was a lot cheaper than the lobster. So I got a pretty good sized Dungeness crab. And they made Carly open the box, which is really funny because she was a vegan at the time. And she's the kindest person I've ever met in my entire life. And not as abrasive as some of our other personalities. So having her open this live animal was pretty funny.
Yeah.
This has to be... Is that Becca? Sorry, I'm so excited.
No. People are going to be like, you should probably try to get some video of this stuff. Like, just get some like Instagram story stuff so we can connect it to this episode. So people aren't like, what are they talking about? Like,
oh, just parked, walking over.
Perfect.
She was here 4 minutes ago.
Awesome. This would be great.
That's fine. Your jorts.
Jesus Christ.
I'm fine with that. You might want to stuff. Just have a... Don't stuff fluff. He's wearing jean shorts now. I thought he was going to wear a Speedo, but that's okay. We'll take whatever.
That's passable to wear. I mean, those are pretty fucking short.
They're pretty short, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll do the job. So what's it like working for a brand like Pit Viper?
There's a big balance there because there is all things work.
Yeah.
but then there's also all things fun. So, when we do have to, oh my God, Becca, there she is. Should we pause
this? Hit pause. Tell us about the time you helped Mike Polito move out of his apartment en route to fish.
I guess it really wasn't that interesting. He was just moving out of his apartment. I was staying there while we went to fish. Fish is a band from Vermont that we both really like, and I don't know, we just stayed there. I think I slept on like a mattress on the floor. Yeah, he was moving out of his apartment with his now ex-girlfriend. I'm pretty sure we were only able to stay there for like two nights of the three-night fish run before I had to find another place to stay because he was moving out.
Yeah,
because it's always over Labor Day weekend, which always like straddles that August September.
Yeah, you big fish guy?
Yeah, I've seen fish like a lot of times.
Yeah,
I really like that man.
So yes, like okay.
Yeah. I'm not a crazy person. I don't travel too far for him, but I like to see them all. I listen to him.
What's the most? Axwell Smith wants to know what is the most outlandish Pit Viper marketing idea that has never made it to fruition.
I can't share that.
No. What about the best one that
brilliant
is coming?
Ideas. Well, the best idea that's happening is this
is right now
makeout sesh through the convention center right now. I'm pretty excited about this. I'm really excited about our goggle promotion that we're gonna do soon. It's the kind of a music video mixed with ski movie.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really cool. We're putting a lot of effort into this one. I'm really excited about the goggle promotion. So definitely stay tuned for that one. I'm such a fan of the original stuff that Chris and Chuck did when they were just smaller. And like we had more of Chuck around and the creativity of the two of them bouncing off each other was so cool and the stuff that really like defined the brand. So I love the original Pit Viper videos. and how, stuff before I had anything to do with it.
Has that been like part of your goals to like keep Pit Viper authentic? Like you guys are growing, obviously, and like everybody kind of knows Pit Viper as a name now.
Uh-huh.
It's like you see a lot of those like kind of like hater comments online that are like, oh, Pit Viper used to be cool when nobody knew about him. Like that's like the one I hear like that. Is like the dumbest one, but
that's the.
Are you conscious of it?
That's them and their own like, their own ego.
Yeah,
where they wanted to know about something that nobody else knew about. Like,
yeah,
like the classic hipster thing.
Yeah, it's like I knew them before they were cool.
Yeah, I saw them at their first show.
Yeah,
and like, and so that doesn't bother me at all. Fortunately, like, the story of the brand.
Yeah.
With what Chris and Chuck did is so authentic that like, we can't really lose that. So the only trouble is trying to communicate that to our new fans who have never heard of us and maybe found us on Instagram or something through a targeted ad. So just kind of showing them like what we're all about, and the roots of it. Unfortunately, that's still all available online. So I just heard my coworker ask if you're going to make out for us. That's Carly, the kind one. Hey, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Sorry about, the strippers and podcast.
Yeah. This would be great. That'll be the name of this episode of the Strippers and Podcast. All right, let's see what else we got for people.
Most outlandish. I mean, yeah,
you can think on that one. I don't want you to like give up important shit, you know?
No, but there's definitely like ideas that we come up with that are just like really hard to execute.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty detailed as it is.
Well, like there's so much stuff that's so hard to execute that we are not that hard, but like that's so outlandish, that's so cool. Like right now I'm sitting here in the extreme blue jeans. Which, anyone listening, please go on extremebjs.com. That's EX or just X, extremebjs.com, extremebjs.com.
Yeah.
It's a gator sewn into the bottom of a pair of Wrangler jeans. These are made for skiing. It's like takes away the bottom of the jean.
Got it.
Overlapping with the gator issue from the 90s that we all hated.
Yeah.
So we invented that. And like that's a ridiculous idea, but we made it happen. Yeah. So I'm really proud of all the things we have done.
Yeah.
We're getting better at executing the ideas. That's the sweetest thing about like people buying Pit Vipers is we're able to actually execute the ideas that we come up with, which is so fun.
It's gotta be fun to have play money. Like money to just like throw at things that you think would be good for the brand, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It'd just be fun to do.
Yeah, and it all comes back. It's really cool.
Modern Mountain Man wants to know favorite place to ski.
He sounds hot.
Yeah.
Favorite place to ski, Alta.
Alta?
Hi, boy.
How come?
Because there's so many reasons, dude.
Give me like two reasons that people need to go ski that, or that you ski it.
Actually,
nobody go ski
should
it.
Really try Vail.
Yeah, go to Colorado.
Vail has wonderful back bowls.
it's busy enough as it is.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's never busy.
Not at Vail. No,
not
I mean,
it, Saturday,
Utah.
Yeah.
Utah's too busy.
No, Utah's. I mean, Alta's sweet because it can't really get that busy because we still only allow skis, not snowboards.
Yeah.
So a lot of people only snowboard or their partner only snowboards, so they just can't come. So that really, like, cuts the crowd so much.
Yeah.
So it just, it's like, doesn't really get too bad. it's very bearable. And then if, like, even if it is too bad or you want to go ski on track pow, like, you can walk not very far and ski some really cool pow, and it snows a lot. And I don't know. I've skied a lot of places, and, like, I went with my girlfriend to Canada over Christmas for her Christmas break from nursing school. Oh my God, it's happening. The two models just made out in front of the van to prove it. There was butt grabbing.
That was pretty legit.
They're both beautiful people.
Yeah, that was great.
I can't wait to get back in the show and see this now. They'll be in kimonos and speedos.
Wow. How long do you think it's going to be before they get kicked out?
I don't see why they would get kicked out.
No?
I don't think they're doing anything that's kick-out worthy. I did just get asked to stop rollerblading in there, but...
Yeah, what's with the rollerblades? I was going to ask you. Is it just like more efficient...
They're really fun.
Yeah, more efficient.
When's the last time you've been on inline skates?
A long time ago.
Yeah, you should get a pair.
I should probably get a pair.
I can get you a code.
Yeah, for some roller skate inline skates.
Inline skates, yeah.
Oh, sick.
For sure.
Rad. Monoskiing. How do we feel about monoskiing?
Love monoskiing.
Big fan?
Yeah, huge fan. God, I wish I could say like how I got into it. I don't really know. Yeah. I think it's just always drawn me. It's like it just looks really fun. So I got my first one right after I started working at Pit Viper.
Yeah.
It was a little pintail, like 165 Rosinol.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It kind of started the addiction. Now I own four.
And you had a pro model last year, pretty much, right?
Yeah, I shared a low-key pro model with yeah. Dave Bottomley from Faction Skis. Yeah. Faction had made a mono ski before, and Dave is a great friend. And he decided to help us do a brand partnership with them. Yeah. Joel, our art director, is the man and did the most insane graphic on the mono ski. And it went really, really well. We sold out of, like, Faction sold out of all their mono skis before the winter.
Dude, those things are fucking, I've got one too. They're fucking ridiculous.
You've skied the Faction
one? Oh, yeah, I have one. Yeah, it's fucking dope. Yeah,
it skis really well. It's like modern construction.
It's a 190. The thing fucking nukes in a straight line for sure. But it's like,
it seems scary. It's not bad.
It does. It's really not bad. I think that was the one complaint. I like actually heard retailers complaining that there wasn't other sizes available, which is like fine. But it's like at the end of the day, it's a mono ski. It's supposed to be fun, right?
Turns out if they had made like another, the same amount of that size, I'm sure they would have sold out. It's really cool. So they're making another one this year without us, which boo you guys.
Yeah, how come?
It's probably cheaper to do it without us.
I would imagine.
Yeah, we were kind of a mess to deal with, I think.
Yeah.
Myself, primarily. I'm not sure if we ever even put any marketing out about that thing.
I don't know if you did either.
I don't think we did.
It's just all on the ski.
I don't really understand how ski marketing works and all the seasonality of it and everything. So like, I think I just missed it when we were supposed to put that out.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, whatever.
What's it like? I mean, you handle most of the marketing or all the marketing for?
Some of it, yeah.
Some of it. What's that like? Like, what does your job actually entail?
I mean, there's so many different things. But, like, yeah, today it entails, like, I'm meeting with you, doing some, like, small promotion stuff. I just hired two people to go halfway naked into the convention center and make out. So, like, kind of weird experiential marketing is a great term.
Yeah.
that's a very fitting one. My friend MJ taught me that one. Thank you, MJ. And yeah, just like trying to come up with new stuff that makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Rad. I don't know. There's too many directions to really go with that one.
Yeah. I've got a couple serious questions. You want serious questions?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. All
right. Alex Malloy wants to know, why do you think ski industry and ski culture is intricately tied to drinking?
Cool. I think skiers are like inherently, we seek out like the extremes of life.
Yeah.
You know, like we all like crave like serious feeling.
Yeah.
Going out and skiing is like so stimulating and so fun. And it takes a kind of person to like want that, and I think that makes us all like drinking too,
because
that's a lot of stimulation and fun.
Yeah.
Or can be,
it adds to it sometimes, or it can take
it
away,
takes
from
away
it
from skiing.
Away from skiing, but it adds to a lot of like, I guess, the range of feelings that you might have in certain situations, right? So in that way, I guess it's a similar feeling.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right? It's another like extreme feeling.
Yeah.
And so I think just like as skiers, like you're thrill seeker or whatever, and so that's like, that's part of it. And then I don't know, I guess, I mean, there's a million reasons why it's tied to it. You know, we're all done at what, 4 p.m and so it's dark, like, might as well start drinking.
So you just stopped drinking, right? Like, I read the article a little bit. How long has it been since you've been sober, and why did you make that decision?
It's been a year and a half.
Good for you, man.
Thanks, man. It's been really good. I made that decision because I kind of like had like one last night, like where I just like went totally over the top and like just woke up and it kind of all hit me that day. Yeah, I've been something that I'd struggled with a lot, like just taking it too far all the time because it was really fun, you know, like partying with your friends and just keep going. And I had tried to cut back a lot in the past too.
Yeah.
I'd taken a month off here or whatever, or like I noticed a pattern of myself getting too drunk and how that was hurting my life or whatever. And, you know, like, so I, it was something I wanted to do, was like be able to turn myself off halfway through the night or something. You know, have a few drinks, but it just, my brain isn't wired like that.
Yeah.
It's wired to drink until the end. It's wired to ski until the last round of the day. You know, last round harder than the first.
Yeah.
So, just finally it kind of all clicked that it was time to try harder to change my relationship with alcohol. And that, to me, meant taking a year off.
Yeah.
I had done that. I used to smoke a lot of pot, too.
Yeah. And you're not smoking either.
I don't smoke pot, no.
No.
That got in the way of my life in my earlier 20s. Yep. And so I same thing with pot. I was like, this is getting in my way of my life. And I just one day decided, like, I'm going to take a year off. So that worked for pot. And now I don't smoke it anymore because it makes me feel anxious and terrible.
Yeah.
But so I knew it might work for alcohol too. So yeah. I tried that. And after a year, I'm still, like, open to the idea of drinking again sometime in my life. But yeah, right now it does not fit in my life at all.
Yeah. I think that's
like
cool,
I was
though.
Just in Italy in wine country, and like that was like I told myself, like, after a year, if I'm like in Italy or something, like I'll have like a half a glass of wine. But I just like I don't want it anymore. It's just like I know what it does, and I know that I don't care for that feeling, and yeah. it doesn't add to my life.
That's really interesting that you were just able to like make that decision, and it like because for a lot of people, like that switch takes. It's hard to find where that switch is, but you're just like,
so
a year off, like, is, and I get that it's probably not easy, but like to just be like, I'm done with it is crazy. I think.
Yeah. Well, it definitely wasn't easy. Like, cause I should have done it countless times before.
Okay.
So it was like, I think a lot of people out there know the same feeling where it's like, they know that they should do something, but it just, yeah, it takes committing to something, at least for me. To actually make that change, and it was really hard to find that time to do it.
Yeah, a lot of, and actually, I got a couple questions that were like, "Oh, how did like making like was? Do you need a timeline? Like, are you ever going to drink again? Like, but
yeah,
I think
yeah.
like it sounds like setting that goal for yourself was a good way to
for me
for you,
setting
right?
the goal of a year was sick because a lot of people like need a convention. Like, I've talked to a lot of people who like they want to make a change, but it's hard to like have a reason to do that or make a true commitment to it, and that to me was the easiest way, was to commit to this year. I recommend that for anyone trying to do the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't think a month is enough time. I think sober January is cool. I see a lot of people do that. I don't think taking a month off of alcohol is enough time to truly change your relationship with the substance.
Yeah, because you can get through a month pretty quick.
Yeah, I did it.
You can just bang it out.
And then I came back to it and started partying just as hard as ever, and I don't know, sucked.
Yeah. All right, one more question for you.
Okay.
Krugen wants to know, ask him something about bringing in T-Hall after Oakley dropped him.
Yeah. Yeah, so like? Tanner's been, like, a friend of the brand's for a while, thanks to Dan Valera, the team manager at Armada.
Yep.
They're super tight. Dan's super tight with Chuck. So Tanner's kind of been around, has known us, known the brand for a while. He actually had a photo in Powder Magazine 5 years ago or something like that, some hot dog bump contest with him and Pit Vipers.
Really?
Yeah.
Like while on Oakley.
Yeah, while on Oakley. I think it's a Reddick photo. Super cool. So, yeah, it was kind of natural. And, yeah, it's been super cool to work with Tanner. It's like I had a goldfish named Tanner as a kid.
Yeah.
Tanner and Sarah were, like, my first two pets as a kid.
Yeah.
Goldfish, Tanner Hall, Sarah Burke. So, total childhood dream realized for me to, like, work with him. And I think a lot of us at the brand feel that way. Like, most of us come from a skiing background. It's really, really cool. So it's super rad to work with Tanner. We're all really fired up on that. He's really stoked, too. And, yeah, it's a really positive thing. If anyone didn't see that video, it's worth watching. Our Tanner Hall, welcome to the Pit Viper team. Search that. It's sweet.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you too much longer.
You're not going to keep. You don't want to be kept longer.
Well, no, I don't think that's true. I want to go see what's going on inside, too. I want to see how this is playing out. Like,
really
I think this is going to be really good.
Yeah.
Where can people find the goggles? Are they just on pitviper.com?
They'll be on pitvipersunglasses.com.
Okay.
I'm hoping February 10th.
Okay.
Release. We'll see.
Rad. That'd be awesome.
Our timelines are not perfect.
Where can people find you on social media?
@pit_viper
yeah.
Is the brand page. @piss_viper is our B-roll brand page.
Sick.
Highly recommended. I'm @SpencerHarkins on Instagram. Don't find me on LinkedIn, please.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to do, huh?
Fuck.
What's wrong with LinkedIn?
You ever been on it?
Yeah. Wait, I've been on LinkedIn once, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, dude, the people on there and the messages
yeah, it's rough.
They send
and
you.
And the job titles. I think the job titles are the funniest thing on LinkedIn. Like, uh-huh. If you look at what everybody does, like, they're all, like, fucking made-up job titles to make them sound way better than they actually are. And, like, it's...
My friends who take it seriously, like, oh, man.
Yeah. It's rough. All right, don't find you on LinkedIn. All right.
Who the fuck uses LinkedIn?
Thanks for doing this, dude.
Try and follow us on Twitter, too. I'm trying to beef up our Twitter account.
Twitter? All right.
Pit Viper Shades Twitter.
Is that what it is?
I think that's it.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to learn how to use Twitter. It's pretty cool.
It's coming back, kind of. A little.
I don't think it ever left. I think just some of us are only becoming aware that it never left.
I used it in like middle school, I feel like, and then in high school it was no longer cool. Like it was just like, well, like who cares about what you're taught? Like what you're eating for lunch and like shit like that. Like it became like that kind of thing. And then lately it seems like people are using it correctly again. Maybe that's what it is. I mean,
I kind of feel the same about podcasts.
Do you?
Yeah,
I feel the same about podcasts too. So
yeah,
we're in the same boat.
Glad you're making one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry to anyone who wasted their time on this one.
Thanks, dude.
Shout out to Katie Burrell, who put out the best one on this podcast I've listened to.
Yeah, she's good.
She's great.
She was really funny.
I never met you, but you're really cool. Me and my girlfriend think you're really cool.
You should get her on Pit Viper.
Yeah. Cool. I don't think I can afford her, dude.
Yeah, I know. She's fucking official now.
Super official. Super cool.
Rad. That was episode number 95 with Spencer Harkins. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I did for sure. Let's chat soon. Hopefully everybody stays healthy during this thing. And, I guess we'll just go from there. That's all we can hope for at this point. Right. So be nice to each other. Try to be healthy, wash your fucking hands and I'll talk to you guys sooner than later. Thanks. Bye.